this feeling is of Q U A R L B. Kalb. Why? Because it swings. Why we call it that way? We call it qalb, we call it heart, because it swings. It does not stay the same. And even the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, إِنَّمَا سُمِّيَ الْقَلْبُ مِنْ تَقَلُّبِهِ. It's been named as a heart because it swings a lot. It swings a lot. It does not stay as the same. He said also, the heart is like a feather. Like a feather in a vast earth. And the wind will place it wherever it wishes. The wind will carry it wherever the wind wishes. From being on upside down or being on its front. I mean that feather. This is our heart. Our heart. Even the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said in another hadith, he said, the heart of the son of Adam is more shifting. It shifts a lot. It vibrates a lot, even more than the qadr, than the casserole, than the pot on when the water is boiling in it. More. It's more. Why? Because it depends what you are doing. It depends what you're doing. Because the hearts of the son of Adam, of the children of Adam, they are, as the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam informed us. He told us that the hearts of the sons of Adam, all of it, are between two fingers of the fingers of Allah the Exalted One. He will shift it the way He wants. Even the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to invoke Allah with the dua, O Allah, the one who shifts the hearts, shifts my heart, direct my heart to your obedience. To your obedience. Shift Allah. O Allah, direct my heart. Shift, let my heart swing towards your obedience, not towards your disobedience. Towards your obedience. It is hard to make this heart click with what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed. And what the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam taught us. And Allah, remember, He is close to us than even our own jugular vein. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in the Quran, the one who will be successful in the hereafter is the one who comes to Allah with a pure heart. إِلَّا مَنْ أَتَى اللَّهَ بِقَلْبٍ سَلِيمٍ. Only the one will be successful in the hereafter, the one who comes to Allah with a pure heart. Pure heart from shirk, from associating partners with Allah, pure from any bid'ah and any innovation, pure from any misleading things, pure from any heart diseases. This is our, this is our, the heart that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala rejoice. And those who that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is talking to, the hearts who are harsh and hard and stiff and do not click to the remembrance of Allah. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala name is mentioned, they do not click to the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. These are the believer. When he comes to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he will come with a heart, with a pure heart, with a pure heart. Why he comes with a pure heart? Because he's been working all his life, seeding so he can harvest in the hereafter. So, as a Muslim, as a believer, you must check your heart and spot and diagnose the disease and the reason or the causes of this disease that had stricken your heart. Why my heart is not clicking? Why my heart is not so enthusiastic to what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed? Why I don't cry when I hear the verses of Allah? Why when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala telling me to be patient and I'm not showing patience? Why Allah is telling me to forgive and I'm not forgiven? Because my heart has a disease. Even though I believe in Allah, even though I am still in monotheism, but my heart is has some disease in it that I must check and I must examine and I must cure. It is in my hand, of course, after Allah's leave, to cure this heart. Why is when we have a weak heart, that means this is indication of our weak iman. Our weak iman that had stricken us because of what our hands have brought forward. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in the Quran, والذين إذا ذكر الله وجلت قلوبهم وإذا تليت عليهم آياته زادتهم إيمانا وعلى ربهم يتوكلون. Those when Allah's name is being mentioned, their hearts become fearful of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They become fearful, and this is what it is. Let's, my dear respected brothers, in this short lecture, let's see what are the causes of this weak iman, the weak iman that many Muslims nowadays are suffering from. The first cause of this, the weakness in the iman and the disease of the heart, is that fallen in what Allah said don't do. What Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala What's going on, Sister Layla? Okay. Just tell me, Sister Layla, what time do you want me to stop? I am, inshallah, I'll be sharp in stopping.
Okay. If Sheikh Adli wants to join, you know, no problem. I will not stop in front of the Sheikh. As you know, I am the student. Okay, let me continue, inshallah. Let me know, Sister Layla. I will be glad, inshallah. No problemo, like the Spanish people say. Okay, the first cause that causes us to be weak in our iman is that we are fallen in what Allah forbid us to do. Allah and committing sins that Allah forbid us to do. Alright, those who committed sins, major sins, and even minor sins over and over, and they stay on it. This is one of the causes that cause us to be weak in our iman, in our faith. And when we do the sin over and over, it becomes to us as familiar. Something is familiar to us. When you see some, like in America, why are the American people really do not get annoyed and irritated when they see walayadu billah. والعياذ بالله والعياذ بالله see two a couple hugging each other and doing something wrong, really does not do anything to them. Why? Because it becomes familiar to them. The same way we as Muslims, if we are consistent in doing the haram, We will be familiar with this haram. We will be familiar with the haram. And even some of the Muslims are explicit when they disobey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They become explicit. And this is what the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, كل أمتي معافى إلا المجاهرين وإن من المجاهر أن يعمل الرجل بالليل عملا ثم يصبح وقد ستره الله فيقول يا فلان عملت البارحة كذا وكذا وقد بات يستره ربه ويصبح يكشف ستر الله عنه. Translation: all my nation are safe except those who are explicit. Those who are explicit, they explicit when they are committing sins explicitly, they being in the public. He said, all my nation are safe. All my nation is safe except those who explicit their sins and expose their sins. And indeed, from the exposure that a man, he will do a sin in the night, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala concealed it for him and covered it for him, and he will tell it to his friend in the morning. Now someone does something wrong. Alhamdulillah, this is what Allah decreed. Something, one of us did something wrong in the night. Alhamdulillah, nobody knows about it. Nobody knows about it. But the problem is, some of the Muslims that the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam explained in this hadith, he will go to his friend and he will go to his whoever and he will say, look brother, I did this and this. And not only that, he will say it with pride. This is one of the first causes that causes us to be weak in our iman. The second cause is we feel that we have stiffness. Our heart is suffering from stiffness and from harshness. We are not lenient. We are not soft. That even something when it happened to in front of us, we really don't care. We don't care. Someone disobeyed Allah in front of us, we cannot even vibrate our lips, move our lips to talk against what we see of wrong. And walayadu billah, may Allah protect us, the hearts of the men will become as a rock and stone. And stone. It does not, you don't get affected. And this is are the dead heart. The dead heart when you are in the web, or you are in Jummah, or you are in the class, and the speaker is speaking about something that delightened Allah, the deen of Allah, and telling you about the deen of Allah, and your heart does not move. You enter the web, or you enter the masjid to the class or to the khutbah, and you comes out and you get out the same way or maybe worse. This is our the dead heart. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said on the behalf of the children of Israel, he said, ثُمَّ قَسَتْ قُلُوبُكُمْ مِنْ بَعْدِ ذَلِكَ فَهِيَ كَالْحِجَارَةِ أَوْ أَشَدِّ قَسْوَةِ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, then your hearts become harsh afterwards, and it is, these hearts are like rock, or more harsh than the rock itself. This is the second cause that causes us our weakness. We do not get admonished when we are being admonished. We don't get the message when being given and delivered a message about Allah, about the day of judgment. When we see, even some of us, when we see the death, we don't contemplate. Even contemplation is said, this today is the time for this man, and the next time it might be me. I don't know. So your heart will get softer when you see someone dead in the front of you, and you are about to offer salah of janazah on this deceased person. It has to move your heart. But many of us, may Allah protect us, that our hearts don't move. Some of us, wallahi, in this masjid al-Muslimin, from where I speak, even they do, when they see janazah, funeral, they will rush to their cars and drive away. So they don't want to attend even the janazah. They don't want to be, because the death will distort the beautiful image of their lives. Because the death will rob you from the happiness that you've been building all your life. So you don't want to admonish. For this, your heart lose the track and lose connection, the connection that you have with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And even some people will go to the grave, and still the going to the grave, it does not do anything. The third cause, my dear respected brothers and sisters in Islam, that causes us to be weak in our iman, and I am the first before all of you, that I am weak in my iman, that we do not perfect our worship and actions. When we are in a salah, we don't perfect the salah. Our mind is everywhere. Our mind is on the food. If it is not on the food, it is on the money. And if it is not in the food, it is somewhere else. We may be with our beloved someone. Our salat becomes like you want to do it and get over with. You don't have those few moments and few minutes that you can spend with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And you do not contemplate while you are reading the Quran in your salah, or reading the Quran by itself. Moreover, that even you do not pay attention to the supplications that you own self make to Allah. You invoke to Allah. Many people raise their hands, but really their heart is not with them. They will say, oh Allah forgive me, oh Allah give me, oh Allah give me, oh Allah forgive me, but really their heart is not with that dua. They are not totally, they move totally with their heart to with that dua, with that supplication. And the Prophet of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, لا يقبل دعاء من قلب غافل لاهن, that the supplication will not be accepted from a heart that it is heedless and it is not mindful. So one of the characteristics of Allah accepting our dua and supplication is to be mindful. Is to be mindful in our dua, not heedless. The fourth cause, my dear respected brothers and sisters in Islam, from the weakness in our iman, that causes us the weakness in our iman and faith, is to be feeling lazy. Feeling all the time lazy and weary and have a lot of fatigue. When it comes to Allah's, when it comes to Allah's salah, when it comes to good deeds that will bring you close to Allah, you are lazy. You show fatigue. He said, wallahi, I am tired. I'm not going to do it now. I'm going to stay later on. I'm going to do it later, inshallah. I'm very tired. I don't feel good. But when it comes other than reciting Quran and making dhikr of Allah and being in a salat, you are now at that time, you have energy. You have energy. You have energy when it comes other than any good deeds and righteous deeds that is pleased to Allah. When we have this cause, when we have this, of course our iman is going to be dwindling. Is dwindling toward the lowest, the bottom, to the bottom. It's going to the bottom, to the bottom, and we're not going to be high. This is, you don't feel high self-esteem when we show laziness towards the worship and action. Anything that has to do with Allah, we show laziness. Anything to do with the dunya, worldly life, we are ready to go. And these are the features. This is the traits of those munafiqeen, those hypocrites. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, وَإِذَا قَامُوا إِلَى الصَّلَاةِ قَامُوا كُسَالَى. When they get up for salah to worship Allah, they get up with laziness. They get up while they are lazy. They don't want to get up. And these are the traits of the hypocrites. And when you are lazy towards what anything that it is getting you close to Allah, that means you are heedless even about the time of the salah. The time the salah comes or didn't come, you are not caring. So what? You keep going. Even you nowadays, my dear respected brothers, even we see it nowadays. Wallah, we see it nowadays. We see some brothers getting together in a meeting, and the adhan already been called. But they said, no, it's a little bit, inshallah, you know. I guess, you know, that imam, he will delay the salah. One of his habits that he delays the salah. Then they keep delaying their departure from the house. They keep delaying to go out and join the brothers in the congregation in the masjid. They keep delaying a little bit. وَأَيَذُ بِاللَّهِ. They go and the first line is already completed. So they got to the salah, but look how many things that they miss. How many good things they miss. You miss the tahiyyat al-masjid, the two rak'ah that you offer to greet the masjid. You missed to offer another two rak'ah after hearing the adhan, which is the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, between two adhans, which is the adhan and the iqama, there is two rak'ah to be offered. Okay, you missed even to follow the muezzin while he is making adhan. So you missed a lot. Like Ibn al-Qayyim, he said actually the istighfar, the forgiveness, when you ask Allah to forgive you, not only asking Allah to forgive you for what you did as bad, you don't do this only, asking Allah to forgive you of what you did as bad, the bad thing, but you ask Allah to forgive you for what you miss of the good. Wallah, brother, subhanallah, I get with this, you know, with this work, with this job, I missed a lot of things. So you go and ask Allah to forgive you from that because you missed the good things. So you ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to forgive you from both, from the bad things that you did and from the good things that you missed. And many people that they have been heedless about their salah, and especially men, and in Jumu'ah they will say, oh, it's 1:30 the salah, I shall come. Oh, it's okay, I come 1:45. Allah knows my intention that I needed to go to the Jumu'ah. But you keep, you know, serving the customer, the last customer, till you become, by after 2 years or 3 years, you become a person who comes to the Jumu'ah prayer by at least 5 minutes to the prayer itself. This is how much someone is negligent, someone is heedless, someone is not careful about the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is the fourth cause that causes us to be weak in our iman. From other things that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned even in the Quran, that this is a even the Anbiya, the prophets and the messengers of Allah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said on their behalf, he said innahum kanu yusari'una fil khayrat wa yad'unana raghaban wa rahaba wa kanu lana khashi'in. They used to hasten and rush in doing the good, and they used to invoke to us with hope and fear, and they used to be devoted to us. This is the behavior of the messengers of Allah and the prophets of Allah alayhim salam. They never show any negligence or laziness to get up in the night and to do the obligatory work plus doing the optional work. Not only the obligatory, how many of us have left many obligatory things? We do not have time for 2 rak'at after Maghrib. Neither we have time to the sunnah of Dhuhr, 4 before and 2 after. We don't have time. Even the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, Allah will have mercy on the man who offers 4 rak'at salah optional prayer before the asr, the obligatory salah of asr. Where are they? This is when we don't do the optional, it causes our hearts to be heedless, and it causes our iman to be very weak. The fifth cause that causes us to be very weak in our iman, that we don't have time for anyone. We get frustrated easily. We don't have time to deal with people. We get frustrated. Anybody just speak to us and try to argue, we are ready to spark the fire. We do not have the forbearing. We do not have the open heart, and we become more frustrated. Why? Because we miss a lot of things. That it is obeying to Allah. We obey Allah with these things, but we left it. Our heart become very, very negligent and very mindful about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The Prophet of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam explained this aspect, and he said, Al-Iman al-Sabr wa-Samaha. Iman equals what? Equals patience, perseverance, and being lenient and being open-hearted. Open-hearted. This is the Iman equals to. And also the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he described the believer and he said he is the one, the believer, that he loves and he will be beloved. He loves people, and also he will be beloved by people. All people like him. All people mention him with good, because he is very lenient with them. He deals with them with hikmah, with wisdom. But when we don't do what Allah asks us to do, our heart, our chest will become so congested, and now we don't have the space, the room in our heart to deal with people diligently. And also the sixth cause that causes our iman to be weak, that we do not, when we hear, as I said earlier in the introduction, when we hear the Quran, when we hear the Quran, is as if nothing happening. This Quran that Allah said, لو أنزلنا هذا القرآن على جبل لرأيته لرأيته خاشعا متصدعا من خشية الله. If you said, if we send down this Quran on a mountain, you will see it split asunder from the fear of Allah, from the fear of Allah. This is the mountain split asunder. But we, when we read the Quran, or the Quran being recited to us, it does not strike us. It does not move us. It does not do anything to make our heart soft and lenient. And we do not contemplate on what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in the Quran. Even some of us, وَلَعِيَذُ بِاللَّهِ, and may Allah protect us, they will say, even they will complain from someone who make the salah longer for them. Longer for them. And you see those who have weak iman, and I am one of them, as I speak, when we make the salah, we make it with the shortest surah. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. And after you say, Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen, قُلْ هُوَ اللَّهُ أَحَدْ قُلْ أَعُوذُ بِرَبِّ الْفَلَقِ قُلْ أَعُوذُ بِرَبِّ النَّاسِ, one of these, you say only the short surah, and you're ready to say, Allahu Akbar, سَمِعَ اللَّهُ لِمَنْ حَمِدَهُ السَّلَامُ, and after that you say, you're ready to make salam out. Salamu alaykum. So this is our the signs. When we are like this, this is our the signs that diagnoses, that diagnose the weakness in our iman. And some of us, he read one page of the Quran. We read only one page of the Quran or two pages, and we ready to close it back up. We close it up. We close it back. We have no tolerance to continue at least reading one juz of the Quran, one chapter of the Quran, which is about 20 pages to 21 pages every day. The seventh cause that causes our iman to be weak is that we do not mention Allah a lot. We don't have dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We don't make dhikr of Allah. We don't make dhikr. Day long, 8 hours, and he's a job, and he doesn't say, Alhamdulillah, Allahu Akbar, لا إله إلا الله لا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله, or make and send the salat and the salam, the blessing of Allah on the Prophet, on the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. When we don't do this, our iman will be very weak, very very weak. And we do not, and even Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala talks about the hypocrites in the Quran, and he said, وَلَا يَذْكُرُونَ اللَّهَ إِلَّا قَلِيلًا, and they do not mention Allah except little. This is the hypocrites. So tell me, my dear respected brothers, those the hypocrites of the Prophet Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam time, and they do not mention Allah except little. How about me and you these days? Some of us, the whole day will pass without even mentioning Allah, saying Allahu Akbar, Alhamdulillah, Ma Sha Allah, La Hawla Wa La Quwwata Illa Billah, no might except the might of Allah, and praise is all due to Allah. Many of us, the day will pass by without mentioning Allah, the one who created us. And the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam informed us that our tongue will be wet as long as we mention Allah. And actually, when you mention Allah, Allah will mention you up in the heavens better than the way you mentioned Him. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it's as if when you are mentioned by a person who has a prestige, a president or a king, that mentions your name, how you feel? You feel good about yourself. How about the one who created you with full majesty? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions you around in the presence of the angels. Number eight, one of the causes that causes us, the iman, to be very weak, our faith to be weak, that we do not get angry when someone violated Allah's law. We don't have a jealousy for our deen. We don't have a jealousy in our heart that will move us to stop the evil and to stop the bad and forbid bad and enjoining good. We do not have this. He said, it's not my business. This brother, he is cursing Allah. He is a Muslim and he is cursing Allah. He said, it ain't my business. It's none of my business. And we keep going. Brother, this sister does not cover up. Brother, this America, it ain't my business. Keep going. When we say it's not my business, at that time, we show indeed that we have no jealousy for the deen of Allah. It ain't my problem. She is not my sister. He is not my brother. I don't care. So what? Some will, some what, some won't, so what? It's an American saying. SW, SW, SW. Some will, some won't, so what? This is the attitude. If we have this attitude, that is this one of the causes that causes us to be weak in our iman. Then when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah's laws and regulations have been violated in the front of our eyes, we don't get moved. We don't move quickly to stop what we see, or to give the nasiha according to our means, to say a good word even at that time. Brother, I see you. So we've been calling the iqamah, but you were outside without making salat. Why you don't make salat, brother? Why? Sister, why you don't make salat? Oh, sister, why you're not covering up? La hawla la quwwata illa billah. Don't you know that Allah will put in hellfire those who disobey Him? Even with a good word, you can change the heart of the disobedient. But we are heedless. Our heart are away from to be mindful. And look what the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said in the authentic hadith narrated by a Muslim. He said, "Ta'aradul fitan 'ala al-qulubi kal-hasir 'uda 'uda, fa ayy qalbin ashrabaha ay dakhalat fihi duqulan tamma nakatat fihi naktatun sawda." The Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, the tests and the turmoils will come to the heart it will come to the heart piece by piece. If the heart will accept it, then it will enter there. It will. If the heart did not get moved when he sees this turmoil, he doesn't say la hawla wa la quwwata illa billah, he doesn't get angry when these things happen, when Allah's laws be violated, then at that time Allah will cause that turmoil to enter his heart, and it will dot a black dot in his heart. Qeel wa la yadu billah, his heart becomes all dark. From what? From the sins. From not being caring and mindful about the deen of Allah, but he was negligent. He never cared who violates the laws of Allah or who do good. So at that time the heart will become, he does not forbid bad or enjoining good. He does not know, because the heart does not differentiate after time, over time, because a lot of dots, black dots, will cover the heart. So my dear respected brothers and sisters in Islam, I believe I can hear inshallah stop, since it's our time here, salah almost 10 o'clock, we have the salah 10:15. So this is the cause number 8, and we have a few other causes that I did not cover, which is, you know, the person number 9, which is the person he wants to lead all the time. Love of leadership causes us to have weak iman. All the time I want to be the leader, I want to be only the one to be heard. That causes us to be. Other cause, number 10 cause, is to be stingy and miserly. We do not care to give money. We always find ways to spend our money except to spend it for Allah's sake. From other things that causes us to be very weak in our iman, that we are very delighted and happy when something strikes the Muslims, something bad strikes the Muslims. Number 13, the other things that a person, he will be consistent in doing the haram and looking at the haram, and maybe he will be delighted doing so. And other this one also, under this one, a person will do Allah, will violate Allah's laws while he is away from people. And other causes, just now briefly, other causes that we belittle the good things, even they are little. Belittle, you know, said, oh, so what? I don't give salam to that brother, so what? It ain't no big deal. You know, even though it's little things, it's a little righteous deed, but he said, well, so what? Ain't no big deal. Or I did not, you know, call the person and say, hey, how are you? How are you doing? You know, I haven't seen you for a while. He said, this is little good deed. You know, so you belittle these things. Other causes that causes us to be weak in our iman, we do not get involved in the matters of the Muslims. We don't get involved in the matters of the Muslims. I don't know, who cares? I'm not from Iraq. Why are you telling me about Iraq? I'm American. I'm Pakistani. I ain't got nothing to do with it. Why are you telling me about that? So we are like as if we are not Muslims. He said, "Why are you telling me about it?" Like a brother one time, they brought him on the TV. He said, "Brother, I am Muslim, yes, but I'm not even from over there, Middle East. I'm from Uganda in Africa, and I came long 200 years ago. My father migrated to Uganda in Africa from India, so I have nothing to do with this." So it's a lot of these are the causes, and it's a lot like a more few more causes that will cause us to be weak in our iman. May Allah protect us. And if we do the opposite of that, our iman will get higher and higher. And yes, we have to do it. Allah knows best. My dear respected brothers and sisters in Islam, may Allah reward you for coming tonight to share these words. And maybe some of it will strike you and some of it not. And I only share with you what Allah bestows upon me, and alhamdulillah that Allah chose you for tonight to hear this and to be a part to listen to the words of Allah being spoken by His slaves, the variety of His slaves. And Allah knows best. May Allah reward you all. سبحانك اللهم بحمدك أشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت أستغفرك وأتوب إليك. Anything good I say, it is from Allah. Anything bad I say, it is from the shaytan and myself. أقول قولي هذا واستغفر الله لي ولكم فاستغفروه إنه هو الغفور الرحيم. And I'll see you inshallah next week. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.